years have gone by, and humanity is steadily declining. Our world is dying. Our connection to each other is dying. We are dying. And we are doing it to ourselves. Mysteriously, the human race has abandoned good morals and ideas that once held our universe together. And now, we have just discovered our enemy. Our intelligence division calls it the Darkness Virus. Our only guide is an intelligence AI called Mother. But are we too late? Are we forced to repeat the future again?
Well, hey there, this is L1 reporting on assignment, and welcome to another Brain Snacks. This is an SO Life, or a TV Soul, Brain Snack, and that stands for The Bright Side of Life. And this will be focusing on emotional sabotage. Are you your bad mood? So real quickly, like I said, we are on assignment here. I'm here with the Novi, actually. How you doing today?
Greetings and salutation, fellow human beings. I hope you're doing very well. Thank you for the introduction.
And we actually are at a pretty limited time schedule here, so we'll be real quick. But first, before I do that, I do want to say that this Brain Snack, Brain Snacks, is actually self-sponsored. That's also made possible by the Dynexum Project. We've actually involved in a project with well over or close to 200,000 people who have succeeded successfully in this business. So, like I said, 200,000 people can't be wrong, so join the fun. So anyway, let's get on to the topic here. You got Brain Snacks, food for thought, just a quick little question and an answer. So, are you your bad mood? Do you let a bad mood really ruin your day?
Well, please bear in mind that we only have about a few seconds before our interaction with you guys is going to be banned and busted by our fellow people who are trying to sabotage us here. We're transmitting today from Cyber Tokyo, and that's a very good question you got there, L1. What's the premise on why we're discussing this, why we're broadcasting this type of information?
Well, first of all, it's a question that people are asked every day, but they never really took the time to answer. And the question is, who am I?
So, you know, that's a really good question because we can look at the neurology of a person. So I think like emotions and feelings are two different things.
Exactly.
Feelings is, you know, you get burned on the hand, mosquito bites you kind of thing, right? That's a feeling.
Correct.
And then comes the sensation after that. But then there is the ability to have emotions, which are chemical reactions according to the brain. What I can offer to you based on the knowledge that I have is that a lot of times we have emotional responses, like it's a trigger mechanism inside the brain. And you know, you see something, you do something, and you have a value to it, which automatically creates an emotional trigger, which creates the chemistry, which creates that which we would call like an emotion, like anger, happiness, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
That does help, because based on what you're saying, it sounds like you are not your bad mood. I mean, you would say right there.
Well, you would say that, right?
Well,
you would say that, because the first thing you want to do is take the side of these humans and make them feel like, you know, oh, you got an escape. Yeah, I know how you are.
They don't have an escape. They have to realize that their bad mood is a conglomeration of neurochemical reactions.
All right, well, you know, we'll leave it at that.
Associations. And granted, hey, this doesn't mean that they're easy to overcome.
Because no, they're not. That's really a detriment. I've actually seen, and you know what, like alcohol, you know, mm-hmm. when people drink mm-hmm. alcohol, things of that nature, that also creates a problem where that also creates a stimulus for them to have this. So you can almost see like a human being deteriorate because it's seemingly like they don't have, you know, control over this. Seemingly. What do you think?
It's seemingly. And the truth of the matter is, if they allow it, the chemistry, the neurochemical reactions to, let's say, ferment in their brain. In other words, the longer you feel the mood, the longer you allow it to enter your mind, the longer you allow it to take over your day, the harder it's going to be to change that mood. So, I mean, it comes down to you're not your bad mood. It's really your neurochemical map that you yourself have allowed to solidify in your brain.
So I would say that being in the construct is a really difficult thing to do because you're trapped inside of a body which has some DNA in there that, you know, it's not yours, and some mystery DNA that our scientists have not quite figured out yet. And this DNA replicates all kinds of stuff in your body. You have your cells, your cellular structure, which when you're first born, it creates your body, your teeth, and everything comes and originates from just two cells. Can you imagine that? They get to choose what they want to be. So I think that based on the complexity of being within the construct and having that almost inability of knowledge on how to, you know, obtain a better mood or do something, what I do being stuck in a construct is, you know, I keep a few songs in my back pocket, and I keep a few jokes in my back pocket few memories in my back pocket. And whenever I feel kind of bad, and I'm, you know, it depends on how badly I have it, take a drive and just, you know, replay. But I guard those like in a safe box so no one else can mess them up.
It sounds to me like you've created your own personal treasure chest or mixtape of things that will help you out of your mood.
Well, you know what they say, another alien's garbage is another man's treasure chest.
Well, there you go. Well, you know what that brings? I would like to then ask the audience, you know, especially those listening, do you have what would be, let's call it an emotional treasure chest, an emotional safe box that helps you get out of your rut when you're in a bad mood? Remember, you're not your mood. Therefore, it can be retrained with time. So try this idea. Make an emotional treasure chest. Make something with memories, with songs, with jokes, with perspectives, memories of people who inspire you, quotes from people who inspire you. Make that mental treasure chest. And yeah, accompanying it with something you like to do, like going on a drive, exercising. Maybe you have something on your phone, like a little portfolio of pictures and quotes that you just look at. So when you're in your bad mood, you go to this treasure chest. You know, this is not about, what do you call it, safe triggers. I'm not talking about that crap here. This is not a, this is not something about, I'm not lecturing to people about certain ways of living or not living, whatever. We're not political, okay? We're talking about how you can overcome your bad mood. You're not your bad mood.
I don't know about being political. It's your planet. You can do whatever you want with it. Obviously, it's not going in the right direction anyway. But while you're here, you might as well enjoy your life, you know, and enjoy some of the great things. And I agree with you. Maybe you should do that. Also, you know, chewing bubblegum, believe it or not, also changes a little bit of your mood.
No, no kidding.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to say this one out there for changing your mood. You know, dump the bad friends. Go get new ones.
Oh, so you're saying change your surroundings eventually.
Yeah.
After you make your treasure chest that helps you get out of the bad mood, it's time to change your surroundings.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because,
you know,
that includes people.
I mean, you know, they say, well, you are what you eat, but you know, you become what you hang out with, too.
That's
so
true. You know, and what you read and what you listen to.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The music, you know, and pay attention to that music. And I know our satellite's going to go out of trajectory right now. We got to leave. But one thing, too, is that, you know, besides leaving your bad friends and stuff like that, your habits and stuff like that, try to change your emotions, maybe by reading and listening to different types of music. Because most of the music and most of the stuff out there is about, oh, how I missed something, oh, how my dog left me, and how I want revenge, and how I'm pitifully sad right now, rather than, hey, look, I'm having a great time and doing something better for myself. So get better music.
All right, I'll take that advice. So I'm definitely glad you were on here today, Novi, and definitely hope we can have some other brain snacks later on in the future.
Well, and that's it for us today. I hope you guys enjoy us. Don't forget to catch us on and go to our social media. Follow us up there real quick, and we'll give you full of tips and tricks and advices over there, because, you know, we're just full of grandiose things, are we not?
Of course.
Well, that's it for us, Elle, and you're closing your statement.
Yeah, so like I said, don't forget to tune into another Brain Snack later on. Remember, Brain Snacks, those are these bite-sized food for thoughts that answers a question. And hopefully it's something that nourished your brain and nourished your well-being. So, yeah, definitely glad you guys tuned in.
All right, we're closing our uplink right now so we can cloak ourselves and disappear. Check you guys out later.
Bye. We'll